John Robertson is a law professor at the University of Texas and head of the Ethics Committee of the American Society for Reproductive Medicine. Good morning.
Good morning.
How has the technology that produced Louise Brown changed over the past couple of decades?
Well, the most important thing is Louise Brown was conceived after just removing one egg from the ovaries of her mother. Now it is standard to give hormones that produce multiple eggs, 10 or 15. So you have as many as 15 embryos that can be selected for transfer. No more than two or three should be placed in the uterus for safety reasons, but the extra can be free, it can be frozen, and women can try again without having to go through another retrieval cycle.
Have the ethical issues changed too?
Well, they've become clearer and sharper. Number of ethical issues about who owns, controls, and how to dispose of the frozen embryos, and we now know we have about 400,000 of them on ice in America alone. There are the safety issues that the other speakers were referring to, which will have to become part of the informed consent process. But there are now second or even third generation set of issues that arise for doctors as the technology has matured. Success rates has gotten much, much better. The doctors who provide this now are becoming gatekeepers to reproduction on some other grounds as well. For example, they may not accept every couple that comes in seeking infertility treatment. They'll have to, in case they think there may be some mental health problem, or if there were a drug abuse problem, whether the parents will be really adequate child rearers is an issue that is now cropping up that doctors providing IVF will have to be and have become more sensitive to.
And doctors often can tell whether an embryo has defects or a genetic disease. So what are the ethical issues involved in screening embryos for these things?
Well, you know, one of the beauties of IVF is not only does it help infertile people have kids who otherwise would not be able to, but it now gives us access to the early embryo and the genes of that embryo as well. So couples who are at risk for serious genetic disease, rather than getting pregnant and having to go through amniocentesis, can now go through IVF and do embryo screening and then transfer only those embryos which don't have the genes that cause disease. And that's raised some ethical issues about how far one should go in screening, what conditions it's appropriate to screen for. And I think we'll be paying a lot of attention to those in coming years.
What about parents who want to help a sick child by producing a healthy sibling whose umbilical cord blood could be used as a treatment?
Well, that's another benefit of IVF for those couples who are in that very difficult position where the child has a cancer of the blood, who will need a bone marrow transplant, but no donor is available. And instead of just having a child and hoping that that next child will be both free of the disease and also be a good match, can now be ascertained in advance through IVF and screening embryos. It's not an easy option, but for couples in this terrible circumstance, it's very helpful indeed.
Professor, thank you.
Thank you.
John Robertson is a law professor at the University of Texas and head of the Ethics Committee of the American Society for Reproductive Medicine.